Leaders of county governments are demanding the next round of federal stimulus money contain funds for state and local governments. The National Association of Counties hosted a conference call Wednesday with participants upset that the latest federal COVID-19 relief bill, which the Senate agreed to Tuesday, does not include the direct aid to municipal governments they're requesting. Matt Chase is the executive director of NACHO.
We're incredibly disappointed that we're left behind and that we're asked to wait till the next package.
Chase said the coronavirus pandemic has had a $144 billion impact on county budgets nationwide.
And just to put that into context and put a human face on it, when we say that counties are facing the challenges with our budgets, what we mean by that is we employ 3.6 million Americans. Over 1% of Americans actually work for county government.
The New York State Association of Counties held its own separate press conference Wednesday, demanding the same. NYSAC Executive Director Stephen Aquario explained that in New York, counties are unique in the services they provide and how county governments collect revenue.
We are unique in the United States, the counties of New York, and what we do and what we provide and how we are funded. Our reliance on sales tax is essential, as property taxes are kept in this state. We have suffered tremendously. Recent reports coming out of Erie County reporting $150 million loss in economic activity with sales tax projections dropping. And in Long Island, over $200 million in lost revenue.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro provided information on his Hudson Valley County on the call organized by NACHO.
We're looking at my county as much as a 50% reduction or loss in sales tax revenue. That's our largest revenue stream, second to is property taxes. And that will represent for us as much as a $50 million reduction in revenue.
Molinaro, a Republican who ran against Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo in 2018, praised the governor for his messaging on how relief is needed for state and local governments in New York.
When governors like mine, who's been remarkably out front and quite frankly has done a good job leading the state's effort, but when governors like ours talk about the need to establish testing sites, to roll out antibody testing, and to expand the tracing of positive cases, it is in fact county governments that are responsible for effectuating those expectations, our public health departments.
Governor Cuomo has, during his recent press briefings, warned of significant cuts. Here he is speaking Sunday during his coronavirus update.
If we don't get federal assistance, you're looking at education cuts of close to 50% in the state of New York, where school districts would only get half of the aid they got from the state last year. You're talking about cuts to hospitals from the state. I mean, how ludicrous would it be to now cut hospital funding from state governments?
The National Governors Association, of which Cuomo serves as vice chair, has requested $500 billion from Congress to support state and local governments. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.